Karma awaits its transmutation by the beloved Mahashohan. As there is provided for every life intelligence belonging to our universe, 100,000 times more electronic substance than such a one could possibly invoke and transform, there is no possibility of the response of the universal light being limited. When the magnetic invocative powers of consciousness go into motion in the fourth dimension, you will see then that that in the course of the several millions of years during which man's consciousness has been functioning, how very much of the universal light, clothed in garments of each one's making, awaits redemption in the world of form, and it points to the necessity and responsibility of each individual to continue to devote conscious application to the purifying freedom, resurrection, and ascension of each such electronic particle, which through the doors of his thought and feeling left the realm of innocence and remains as a blanket of imperfect vibration which circles this recalcitrant star. Even with all the grants and dispensations which have been given to the Chela, removing much of the misqualified energy he has sent forth through the ages, he must be ever alert, for he never knows when some untransmuted karma will be placed on his path for redemption. When the Chela wonders why he does not have manifest some particular good which he has been calling in, let him remember that there is some obstacle in his life stream which he has created of his own free will which requires transmutation. Misqualified energy to be redeemed. Let us turn our attention to the great reservoir of universal light. This mighty font is unformed, just like containers filled with gold or bolts of cloth. The individual I Am presence of each life stream draws the unformed at will, for God will never deny the presence of any life stream. As soon as the energy is accepted by the individual presence, the responsibility of what is to be done with that energy is vested in the life stream, and that unformed energy is marked with a stamp. The electronic pattern of that one's individual identity, just as a trademark is placed on worldly goods. Every presence has a different pattern, so as to cause no confusion with the inner records of the universal law and of all souls belonging to the human race, no two are alike. The energy drawn from the universal, which mind you is a voluntary thing, is stamped with your pattern. It then comes down into the use of the human personality who dispenses that energy freely in thought, word, and feeling. The personal self does not see that energy, nor the mark of ownership upon it, and feels that it can send that forth indiscriminately, without rendering an account thereof. However, every thought form, every feeling form, and every activity of the outer self carries that stamp, which undeniably identifies the energy with the person who drew it forth, qualified it, and expanded it. This moves in a circle and returns to its source for redemption, bringing with it more of its kind. If it went forth for a good purpose and harmoniously, it brings back its like, and vice versa. Blessed is the individual who sends forth his energy qualified with good, for on the return current shall his world be filled with the gifts which are of heaven's realms. Qualification of life essence. Every life stream belonging to the planet Earth has the same life force flowing through it, and is the recipient of the multiple blessings of the Father, Mother, God. It is the qualification of the life essence, which flows through the individual, which changes the vibratory action and makes each one a radiating center for the different gifts of the one supreme source, according to the ray or rays to which he has an affinity. This is all on the positive side of the ledger. But man, through his free will, choice, in his experiments with energy, has chosen through the ages to misqualify that sacred life force with imperfection, stamping the energy flowing through him with negation. If you do not permit the energy to outpour into the universe as God intended, You are imprinting it with a negative or imperfect pattern. Anyone who does not constructively qualify the God energy is rejecting the gifts of the One Supreme Source and adding to the mass effluvia of the planet. You cannot put a reel of film which you took on a trip to, say, Hawaii in your home movie camera and expect to see outpictured an excursion which you made to some other place. That reel of film has recorded the events upon which you focused the camera during that specific time. It is the same with the essence which is constantly flowing through you. You imprint upon it that which you are thinking and feeling at a given moment, and this is recorded on your inner vehicles. However, through the merciful action of the spiritual law, you can transmute previous misqualification from being recorded over and over in your lower vehicles and become a conductor for the gifts of the Father, Mother, God, and fulfill that part of the divine plan which is to be your gift to the universe. I counsel you to now qualify the sacred essence of life with perfection at all times and add to the storehouse of your glorious causal body by building daily, hourly, a momentum of the virtue of the Godhead.